Hello, John.
Hey, John, this is Charlie over here with Local Splash. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Awesome. Were you able to look through the link that I sent you for the website?
I haven't.
Okay. I know you've been busy.
That's okay, though. You're saying $250. Is that price going to go up any on me?
It's $249, and your price will never go up for the services that we talked about. So for the Facebook, for the Google, it does not go up. We allocate our own money here to your retargeting campaign, and for the life of you being with us, you're grandfathered in at that $249 price. So we don't get you going, and then after the first 2 months, you like it, and we're like, hey, it's $599. We're not like that. You're grandfathered in at that $249 price.
Okay. Is there any guarantees or no?
There's no guarantees because it's on the first page of Google. Being a Google Channel partner, they don't allow us to use guarantees because we're not using the Google Guaranteed, which is like a pay-per-lead service. This is just getting you on the first page of Google in that map section. So we can't use guarantees. No.
Okay.
But I can guarantee you that you're not in a contract and that you can take this month by month and that you can cancel at any time. And you're not going to be charged an early termination fee or anything like that. Like I said, we just ask that you give us a courtesy call 3 days before your next billing cycle is due. If you ever were to cancel or to freeze your account, that way we don't bill out for that next month.
Okay. The only guarantee I want is, right now you're saying $250 to get me on the first, page of Google, whenever someone Googles about construction or whatever, I should pop up.
Right. So we do, everything gets sent to you in writing as well. So in the writing that says in the fine print, within 30 to 45 days, you will be on the first page of Google. So it does have that in writing on the email that I would send you out.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's worth it then for $250.
Okay. Now I just need to make sure that I just have everything correct here because like I said, I just want to do this correctly the first month so there's no hiccups for you. For the business information, I have the JTG construction. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then for the business address that you have on there, it's the 109 Cedar Oak Trail, Longwood, Florida.
Longwood. But that is my personal address.
Do you have a office or no?
No, I don't have a storefront, no.
Okay. That's fine that you have a personal address. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to hide it so it doesn't show up on your Google Business Profile, which I don't think in your Google Business Profile, you already have one, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it shows it. But let me just verify and make sure because I don't want anybody showing up on your front porch. That's not good. All right, here we go. Let's see. So it doesn't. It just has Longwood, Florida there, so that's good. That's there. So we'll keep it there like that. And then the zip code is the 32750. I'm just verifying the correct information you have that's associated with your Google Business Profile.
That's correct.
Okay. And then the number that you guys like people to call you is that 352-434-9706. That's correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my personal.
Do you want customers to call you on your personal, or do you have a business line that you want us to put on there for you, or no?
I don't have any other line.
Okay.
I probably should get a business call, but I just do all of the answering myself, though.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then I'll keep that the same then there. So, John, what's your last name here, just for our records, too, so I can send this to you?
Graham, G-R-A-A-J-M.
G-R-A-J-A-M?
G-R-A-H-A-M.
H-A-M. Sorry about that. And then what's the email address so that way I can send you everything in writing as well?
J-T-G_Rock, R-O-C-K, at Yahoo.
At Yahoo. Okay. Perfect. And let's see here. Let me just make sure I have everything correct here for you, okay? Just give me one sec. Okay, I have everything set up here, John. So for the account itself, for the billing, are you going to put it on a business credit card, or are you going to put it, like, on a personal debit card? How do you want to secure the listing?
It's a business credit card.
Okay, so does it just have, like, as the name, the JTG Construction on there?
It has both. It has JTG Construction and my name.
Okay, and that's John Graham, or do you have a middle initial?
No, it's John Graham.
Okay, and then the card associated.
Hey, man.
It's an AMAX. Okay, I have Discovered, Visa, MasterCard, Express.
You don't accept American Express?
Yes, I have American Express. But before we get to that part, for the billing of the address, is it still that 109?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And then the zip code is the 32750?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number.
It is 3767-42278-482-008.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have 3767-42278-848-2008. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the expiration date?
1128.
1128. And then the security code? Okay. And then, John, before I do anything else, I'm going to set up a security question for you. So your information never gets shared with anybody. It never gets sold or anything like that with us here. Every time we call you, we're always going to ask you this security question because we want to make sure we're talking to you. And then we also want you to be safe when you know that we're calling you as well. So I have three questions for you. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First one's fine. Mother's maiden name is Means, M-E-A-N-S.
M-E-A-N-S. Is that correct? M-E-A-N-S.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in November. Means. Like means to an end. Mike,
okay.
Echo, Alpha, November, Sierra.
Okay. M-E-A-N-S. Gotcha.
There you go.
Okay. And then before I do any transactions here for it, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification. Like I said before, I'm just going to outline the agreement for you. This is a reduced rate, so this is an added protection for you that will also be sent to you in writing. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before I make the transaction. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JTG Construction.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
John Graham, owner.
Awesome. You are the author, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
And then you are the account authorization for the billing, right?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local/. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local/ and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Correct.
Awesome. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Awesome. I have our customer service number here that you'll be receiving the calls from or a text message. Do you want it right now to write down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Email it.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Say that one more time.
Yeah. In hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
You just want to know what else I'm advertising with?
It, honestly, it's just like policy that I ask this, but you would just let us know if you had anybody else working on the same thing, so that way there's no conflicting issues there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So your payment for the term, for the initial term and account setup, which I waived the setup fee for you, so it's just the term, will be charged today. Today's date is December 6th in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 6th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, John, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I'm going to email you this 877-635-6225 number to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay? If you had any issues, all right? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Now, I'm going to set up a call with you and my tech team. Do you have availability later on today for them to make sure and verify everything is correct and then go over everything with you for our onboarding call?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have availability.
Preferably earlier, though. Earlier the better.
Preferably earlier. The earliest, honestly, that I have is 5 p.m. Eastern time.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, it's the spots fill up quick with our tech team. So I'm going to set it up, and then I'm going to send that to you. It's going to be a Google Calendar. It's just going to tell you the time and then the date, and then it's just going to let my tech team know that they have a meeting with you. They're going to call you from that 877 number. Also, too, everything on my end went through, so that's good. I also sent you a text message. You might have actually received a couple of them, to be completely honest. I apologize if you received 2 or 3. but it does say, John, welcome to, thank you for choosing Local/. we send you an invoice to your email that we have on file. Please click here. And it's our terms and conditions page. And then it has your phone number on the end. Can you click that?
All right.
So there's going to be two checkboxes on the bottom. One's just going to say that you want to receive text messages. That's just going to update you on your account. We're not going to bombard you with those. And then the other one is saying that you are the card authorization holder. When you sign your name at the bottom and hit submit, it's going to take you to a login form. Just let me know when you get there. It's going to have like a username and password.
I can't read what the second bottom, that's today's date, right underneath my name?
Yes. It should already have the date on there.
Yeah, it did, but I'm having problems, but there we go, confirm, fine. It's asking for a username and password.
Perfect. Okay, so that's that tracking system that we said we're going to build for you. So don't worry about that yet. We're going to send you the username and password. We have to custom build that for you. So we're going to send you a custom link to get back to that with your username and password, and my tech team is going to go over that with you in the onboarding call tonight at 5 p.m., okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me at this point, John? I'm just going to wrap everything up here, get started on your account, so that way my tech team has all the notes that we talked about at 5 p.m.
All right. Sounds good. No, I'm good.
Okay. I want to say welcome to Local Splash, John. If you have any questions or anything, you can always email me as well, and then I could always look into anything that either you want to retarget or you want to add a service. Just let me know. You will be assigned account manager also, so you'll have two references that you could always reach out to, okay?
All right. Thank you, bud.
Okay. We'll talk to you later on today. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. No problem. Bye-bye.